Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Dodgers extend their lead over the Yankees in the World Series. This report from correspondent Mark Myers.
The Dodgers are halfway to a World Series title after beating the Yankees in Game 2, 4-2. Tommy Edman, who has shined during the Dodgers' postseason run, opened the scoring with a second-inning home run.
You know, baseball's obviously you go through ups and downs, and I actually ended the season on a pretty cold streak, so looking forward to the postseason. I was like, all right, I'm going to get hot soon. And then fortunately it happened.
Teoscar Hernandez and Freddie Freeman also tagged Carlos Rodon for homers. In his first World Series start, Yoshinobu Yamamoto shut down the powerful Yankee lineup, tossing 6 1/3 innings of one-hit ball with 4 strikeouts. Aaron Judge continues to struggle at the plate. The Yankee slugger is 1-for-9 in the series with 6 strikeouts.
Game 3 is scheduled for Monday in the Bronx. It's uncertain whether the Dodgers will have DH Shohei Ohtani for the game. Ohtani left Game 2 with a left shoulder injury, suffered on a stolen base attempt in the 7th inning. Manager Dave Roberts gave an update on Ohtani's condition after the game.
He had a little left shoulder subluxation, so we're going to get some tests at some point tonight, tomorrow, and then we'll know more in the next couple days.
Roberts said initial tests on Ohtani's strength and range of motion in the shoulder were good. In college football, Oregon wins its first game since reaching the top of the AP football poll. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Top-ranked Oregon is 8-0 for the first time in 11 years following a 38-9 rout of number 20 Illinois. The Ducks racked up 527 yards of total offense, with Dylan Gabriel completing 18 of 26 passes for 291 yards and 3 touchdowns. Gabriel also ran for a score, and Tez Johnson caught 6 passes for 102 yards and a TD. Oregon scored on its first two series as Gabriel hit Johnson for a 31-yard touchdown and found Justice Love for a 34-yard score.
Proud of the way that the guys started, and that's all through phases. I think everyone, you know, came together and played really well.
Luke Altmaier had 161 passing yards for Illinois, which dropped to 6-2.
Number 3 Penn State also stays undefeated, upending Wisconsin 28-13. Fourth-ranked Ohio State holds on to beat Nebraska 21-17. Number 5 Texas edges 25th-ranked Vanderbilt 27-24. And number 6 Miami rushes for 230 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Hurricanes beat Florida State 36-14. The highest-ranked team to taste defeat is number 8 LSU, who falls at 14th-ranked Texas A&M 38-23. While 12th-ranked Notre Dame knocks Navy from the ranks of the unbeaten 51-14. And number 13 Indiana is 8-0 for the first time since 1967 following a win over Washington. Correspondent Tom McCabe reports.
Indiana, which has been winning with a high-powered offense, relied more on its defense in a 31-17 victory against Washington. Defensive back D'Angelo Pons had 2 first-half interceptions, returning 1 67 yards for a score.
The offense has been saving us for the last couple games, so it's only right we had it back this game. And yeah, he definitely it felt big on me to just make a play.
With regular quarterback Curtis Rourke out, the Hoosiers turned to Taven Jackson, who passed for 124 yards.
Just wanted to get out there and, you know, feel comfortable, feel loose. And, you know, my teammates did an unbelievable job of giving me confidence all week.
Washington has lost 2 in a row and falls to 4-4.
Other top 25 winners were 11th-ranked BYU, number 15 Alabama, number 16 Kansas State, number 18 Ole Miss, and number 22 SMU. The Celtics' hot start continues in the Motor City. One undefeated team remains in the NHL, and a WNBA team shakes up its front office. That and more is coming up after this. The Celtics rally late to upend the Pistons. This report from correspondent Denny Kapp.
Jason Tatum drains a game-high 37 as the Celtics hold off the Pistons 124-118. The Celtics trailed by 6 with just over 3.5 minutes left, but outscored the Pistons 18-6 down the stretch. Tatum and the Celtics saw a 23-point second-quarter lead erased by the Pistons, who rallied in the third to take their first lead of the game.
The fun part was just how we figured out a way to win. We were never rattled, never worried. We know what we're supposed to do on offense, how to execute our late game, you know, plays that we like to go to.
Boston connected on 16 first-half triples but struggled from distance in the second half, which opened the door for Detroit. Boston improves to 3-0 while Detroit drops to 0-3.
Elsewhere in the NBA, the Cavs also improved to 3-0 as Cleveland gets 30 points from Donovan Mitchell to beat the Wizards 135-116. Norman Powell scores 22 points in the fourth quarter to lead the Clippers to a 109-104 win over the Nuggets. The Heat hold on for a 114-106 win over the Hornets. The Thunder beat up the Bulls 114-95. The Grizzlies get a 124-111 win over the Magic. The Spurs escape with a 109-106 victory over the Rockets. The Suns beat the Mavericks 114-102. And DeMontis Sabonis' triple-double is spoiled by the Lakers as LeBron James has a triple-double of his own. 32 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists to beat the Kings 131-127. In the NHL, the last undefeated team is the Winnipeg Jets, who beat the Flames 5-3 to improve to 8-0 on the year. Kyle Connor and Mason Appleton each had a goal and an assist in the victory. Meanwhile, the Rangers grind out a win over the Ducks. This report from correspondent Mike Mancuso.
The Rangers have won 6 of their first 8 games after a 2-1 win over the Anaheim Ducks. The game was scoreless till Ryan Lindgren scored at 4:13 of the third period.
We knew the chances were going to come. You know, their goalie obviously had a great game, but we knew if we kept getting there and getting pucks there, one was going to go in.
Midway through the third, Will Cooley added what proved to be a key insurance goal.
I thought for most of the game, we had the edge. It just wasn't showing on the scoreboard, so I think, you know, we just stuck with it and obviously got a few goals when we needed it.
Jonathan Quick was terrific. The 38-year-old backup made 31 saves, several in the final seconds. Olin Zellwanger with the Anaheim goal. They are 3-3-1 as they began a 4-game road trip.
Also, the Lightning shut out the Capitals 3-0. Tage Thompson's 2 goals helped the Sabres beat the Red Wings 5-3. The Flyers hand the Wild its first regulation loss of the year 7-5. The Kings beat Utah 3-2. Brad Marchand's overtime goal gives the Bruins a 4-3 victory over the Maple Leafs. The Canadiens get a 5-2 win over the Blues. The Panthers double up the Islanders 6-3. Jonathan Marchessault's goal in overtime sends the Predators to a 4-3 win over the Blue Jackets. Matt Duchene's 2 goals spur the Stars to a 4-2 win over the Blackhawks. The Canucks edge the Penguins 4-3, and the Golden Knights improved to 6-0 at home with a 7-3 victory over the Sharks. And in the WNBA, the Las Vegas Aces have parted ways with general manager Natalie Williams. Williams won the WNBA title in each of her first 2 seasons as GM, but the Aces were eliminated in the semifinals this year by the eventual champions, the New York Liberty. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.